Mommy left and moved into an apartment. Nothing is the same anymore.
Life changes all the time, and it's not always fun. But you can trust God to stay the same no matter what. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Can you think of how your life has changed? Some changes are good, like learning new things and practicing new skills, but maybe your life has changed in other ways that make you feel sad or upset. So today, if you feel like your life is getting turned upside down, ask God for help. He'll always love you and he'll always be there for you. That's what our story's about today. It's called Leaves of Change. I'm going to run and jump in the leaves, Daddy. Are you watching? Malia asked. Dad held the rake and smiled at his daughter. Sure, honey. Go ahead. Malia grinned as she started running. When she landed in the pile of leaves, she laughed. This is lots of fun. I like fall. Dad raked the leaf pile back together. I like fall, too, though I wish it was warmer. I don't like the changing temperature. Malia put her foot into the pile of leaves. Everything changes, she said with a frown. Mommy went to live in an apartment. Grandma came to live here. It's getting cold. I got a new teacher because my other teacher had a baby. Dad set down the rake and stood beside Malia. I'm sorry that Mommy moved to the apartment. You can still see her whenever you want if you ask me to drive you. And Grandma wasn't doing well living by herself. Weren't you excited about her coming to live with us? You always loved having her visit. Malia shrugged. Yeah, but it's not the same. Nothing's the same. Well, there is one thing that never changes, Dad said. Never? Malia asked. Never. Jesus never changes. There's a verse in the Bible that says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will be with you no matter where you go, and he will stay with you no matter how many things change. He loves you, and because you trust him as your Savior, he will always be with you. Malia was quiet. I haven't been going to church, she admitted. Mom and I watch TV shows instead. Jesus still loves you, no matter if you go to church or pray or read your Bible. He doesn't change. If you want to grow in your relationship with him and understand more about him, then going to church and reading your Bible are great ways to do that. And the more verses you learn, the more you can remember when you need them. Can we read that verse about Jesus never changing after dinner? Malia asked. That sounds like a great idea, Dad agreed. Now, these pile of leaves need to be jumped into. So how about you? Do you ever feel like everything is changing? Do you get scared when things change and wish you could go back to how things were before? Even though you will face many changes in the course of your life, Jesus will never change. No matter what happens, he is always there for you and he will always love you. So go to him for help and trust him to be with you in times of change. Our key verse is found in the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus never changes. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.